watch your glass.
They give us a glass of something.
Yeah, I am. Something cold.
Come in, Granddaddy.
All
right. Fixing things.
Yeah. All right.
Come over here, Granddaddy.
Granddaddy, sit over here and Coleman, you sit there.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's for you. Stand there in the shade and doing all that work, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Sure is. But you know, it's pretty warm, though, I have to say.
It's warm even sitting in the shade.
Yes, it is.
You know, that truck does good. You've got that in good shape.
Truck?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's pretty fast shape now. Time for me to go back to the inspection, I guess, by next month, August. Oh. That'd be a year since I was there.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
That comes around too fast.
It do, yes, sir. Well, that's a little bit better than 6 months, but you know, that year is like it's too fast.
Yeah.
I'm not quite ready, but I got to get ready to go. I want to catch somewhere and have them wheel check brakes, you know. I want to have that done before I go if I can.
Yes.
Yes.
Where do you get all that done,
The last one is done, Mr. Miller. Oh, yeah, well, he's gone over yonder. He did the last was done on that, but I would go carry down. I thought I would carry down here to this junk place down here at Orange Lake.
Yeah.
You know that man who can't talk so plain.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that boy down there at Macintosh, down there at that golf station?
Well, they say he's good, but you know every time I go there, he tell me he don't have luck. He don't know get. Get to do nothing to me. He said he'd be pushed up with weight, and I don't know. He just don't want to wait for him or not.
I don't. He won't work for me either.
Yeah, he won't.
No.
Well, he put me off that way every time. I just got tired of bothering him. You know, look like he don't want to.
I don't think he wants too much. You see.
No, sir. He works for Mr. Richardson. He do all day work, and Mr. Wisdom, he do all day work, and God, he's glad to work for them, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice on them.
Yes, sir. Because, you know, I always think, you know, anybody running a business like that, why, they ought to... Because I know he wants his money for what he do, but as long as the fella pay him, he ought to be satisfied then. I think he should.
That's the way it used to be.
Don't be that way no more. No, sir.
All your old ideas won't work anymore.
No, sir. No, sir.
I don't know what a fellow's supposed to do. I know what I do. I just keep going from one fellow to another till I find somebody who will do it for me.
That's right, sir. Somebody would appreciate the job, really.
Yeah.
It would work what you care of.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they do it for me, they still, I wouldn't say they appreciate it, they still seem like they're doing me a favor.
Yes, sir.
They're doing me a favor. I'm not even them.
Yes, sir. Doing your favor.
Yeah.
But how about that money you're giving them?
Doesn't matter anymore whether you got money.
No.
Everybody's got a little bit.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yes, sir, everybody.
And they don't care.
No, that's true. That's right.
What did your crops come out this year?
Well, what I had, it done very well. Well, I made some watermelons and the coons that tried to eat them out.
Oh, the coons got after them.
Yes, sir, they bad. No, we had a few peaches there and just enough like to start them, you know, and when the peaches give out, the watermelon is about to get ripe, and they start from, went from the peaches to the watermelon.
Well, what do you know?
Yes.
Well, what, you got something for them now?
Plumpy. I guess the next thing, no, I guess they have to take me for the next. No, so I give out a feed for them now. I don't know what they're going to do. Nobody else up there had anything, you know. And so I don't know what they'll do now. You take, people used to kill them out. You used to catch them. But people don't bother with that now. And right across that road, you know, where that, you know, that area where they raised the deals and things. Well, that's just across the railroad. It started at the railroad and goes on back to Lock Lucy. Well, they don't allow you to kill them or catch them over there. You're not allowed to be caught on that with a dog or a light or a gun or steel trap or nothing after the season is over with, you know. And he just raised them. There were coons, possums, deer, and trakers, I guess, and rattlesnakes and everything else over there. Yeah. Plenty of rattlesnake troughs over there, too.
Oh, is
it? Yes, that scrub the other side of my house, you know, back over on the east side.
Miss Dana said you lost one of your dogs.
Yes, sir. We did. I don't know. Don't know really what happened, but I think the sign what I've seen there, the train must you know, it's a railroad crossing up to this side of my house. It's coming like coming towards the highway about half the distance. Well, we missed the dog that morning. That was Friday morning, and didn't know where it was, and we had to go to Gainesville, and they got on the road piece where the dog. You seen where he wallowed around there at the railroad crossing. Looked like he was trying to get up or something. And from that on, he read about 12 here you were born out there from that place. And where he drove himself, you know, trying to get to the house, and that's where he died. And that shows something must have happened close around that railroad crossing. Because I couldn't see the dragon nowhere else but from that crossing to where he was lying at.
Oh.
Yes. And I just thought, it was a freight train. Go along, you know, early part of the night, then come back way late hours in the night, going south. And I think that train must—that's the only train be on that road at night, just a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you just got one dog left.
Just got one left, yes.
But he don't keep the coons away.
Well, now I'll tell you how I had to keep some dogs. They used to go hunting so bad they said I had to keep one of them tied. Well, I keep one tied and the other one keeps the coons away, but I don't think the dogs are so anxious to get on the coon and the coon not afraid of the dogs. But they do run them off, but they come right on back. If dogs on this side, they'll go around and come in on the other side.
Oh.
Yes, and I caught one of the trap night before last. I had a trap sitting and he got one of them. I think the coon figured he ripped the dog in. I guess he would, I believe they have been on the coon. Now, one of them by itself, he's not so anxious to get on one by itself, I don't think.
Yeah.
If I don't keep them, one of them tied, didn't, the other one would go hunting and he wouldn't be at home no how. Two of them together would go hunting and I keep one tied, the other one stay at home all right.
They just go hunting and won't come back for a day or two.
No, sir, be a day or two for to come back.
Well, you know. Well, now that's the way a fellow ought to do, on it.
Yeah. I guess they don't treat him like he wanted. Go upstairs.
Miss Annie said the coons were getting up pairs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They started on we got a couple of pear trees there. They started on them. Well, the watermelon wasn't so far from the pears, and so they were just taking everything on the place they could find.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you just picked the pears?
Yes, sir.
What can you do?
You kind of, you can put the pears, you can them up.
Before they're ripe?
They're near enough ripe for the can up. See, this is July, and they do to get ripe by the last July and first August, you know. About the first August, they be right where you could spell it a long way like a can of apple, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be about the first August. Well, that ain't too far off, and they ripe enough for the can up.
That's what she was doing yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, how could you keep the coons off if you tried?
Now, that's a pretty hard job for me to tell you, because if I knew it, I sure would. But there was one way to do it, and that's to try to catch one and kill it, and that'll make them kind of slack off some.
Yeah.
Some, a little, but not much. You'll stop off and come back again. Wherever they can learn, tell where you catch one of the steel trap or kill him around there, he'll stay off for a little while, then he'll come right on back. That's what I used to do with cornfield. I used to raise corn. That's it. I don't try to plant any corn for the mule eater. There's no need to plant, because they'd eat it up before just by the time it go silking out, you know, they'd tear it up. I wouldn't get none no how. Just do the work for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't leave enough for you to bother with?
No, sir. They'll tear down every stalk in the field. Every one, if he'd be at it long enough.
Is that right?
Yes, they'll tear every one of them down. And they'll tear that corn off, you know. Well, they might leave you the stalk there. That's all you'd get, just the stalk. You'll have corn. What he don't eat up, it'd be rotten on the ground, you know. It wouldn't be no good.
Well, now I'll tell you. This, when they had watermelons over here.
Yes.
In the back pasture back there.
Yes.
The coons was right bad.
Yes.
And then they had them up here on the road.
Yes.
And the coons didn't hardly bother them.
He didn't. No, sir. Probably didn't find them. Now, if they learn how to eat them, they'll come. Well, they might be the same place. Now, some people plant in different fields. I know Woods. He said he don't have no trouble. A lot of places where he planted now. But I imagine if he plant around that a second year, they'd learn it. You know, they'd come there. When they first started in mine, it looked like just one come there by himself. He eat watermelon. And next night he is moved when he had come. Like he went back and got the others.
Yeah.
Yes.
You watched him.
Yes, sir. Yes, you can tell when one come in, he don't do so much the first time. He's by himself. He don't. But if he go back and get his crowds, then they'll just, or they just ruins them. And I don't see how they can tell when one right. But I ain't never seen where they went into agreement.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. They cut a little hole there, you know, and they can take the front leg, you know, another back. And they'll get about everything out of that watermelon. And just a whole, a little bit bigger than a silver dollar, about that size.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll get everything out of that watermelon.
And loves to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, they love watermelon. He's crazy about watermelon. But I think they love watermelon just about as bad as they do corn, mutton corn, and then they sure eat that.
Comers, you know the year that I had watermelon up there?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't see where they bought the one.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, sometime, right, when you look like you at first, you don't know how to eat them or how to get into them or something other. But if one learned it, that, because people back in the years when they used to plant watermelons, lots of around here, they used to poison them.
Yeah.
Restrict them and put them in a cool egg. You can take it, everybody know how to put it out in a cool egg. You take a cool egg and drop them along, and you can get lots of them that way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I ain't see what it bothered one.
No.
It was surrounded with corn.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it was.
I'm now the best water, largest watermelon I ever raised in my life.
Yo. Yeah, you all had fire. I didn't get anything out of them, did you?
Not a time.
No. These late years, I think they've been getting a little money out of watermelon.
No, you didn't get a dime out of them.
That's right.
Live through it, don't find it ever alone.
Yeah.
What do you got planted now?
Just some sweet potatoes.
Just sweet potatoes.
Yes. Got a little patch of seed there, and I got another little patch back for these younger that. What I planted younger that. I planted them about the 1st of July. Didn't get a perfect stand on them. Not on all of them, on part of them I did, and I'm going to replant them by next week again.
What is that?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got your sweet potatoes in, all right.
Yes, I got them. I
they
got,
look pretty.
Yes, they look pretty good.
And you ready to go put in your suckers, your vine?
Yes, sir. Yes. I done put it, because one patch, last patch I put out, when I put it, the vines out, one day it was real hot and sun shining, and it kind of didn't live so good.
Yeah.
I got to reset them.
Yeah.
And I
well, you know, a lot of people figure they make better off of the vines that you set out than they do off the dogwoods.
It will. They make a pretty nice potato.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. And make more of them, and it'd be a nicer shaped up potato, and I'd rather have them off the drawers.
They sure were good you had last year.
Man.
They sure were good you brought last year.
Yes, but them come off the vines. The first ones when I cut them vines over, I used the drawers. I put out about enough, you know, to make vines enough to what I want to set out, you know. That's where I went there.
Oh, I see.
Yes. To set out enough drawers to make enough vines to set many potatoes as I want.
Yeah.
Try to set the most of them in vines. But
see.
The drawers that make potatoes, you will be fitting to eat all right enough, but it just won't be as nice potato.
Well, now let me see. Is this about the right season to put in the vine?
Yes, July. July is the best. June and July is the best month. July now is a good time. Of course, I generally put out mine on the moon. I think the moon, about full moon, about... And about the day, the
18th.
Yeah. I think it's full moon somewhere around about the day. But it's a good time now to put out sweet potatoes.
Well, if you put them out the last few days, it's been cloudy.
Yes, sir. But I'm going to set some, but it won't hardly be for next week. Because I'm going to set them, but I'll set them in the evening. I thought maybe Monday might be then got a shower of rain by that time.
Yeah. It'll be cloudy all over again.
Yes, sir. And that's my time. I'll either sit to Monday or Tuesday.
Now you don't put in enough where you can you've got some to spare where you can sell people.
No, I had just more than what we needed last year. I sold a few of them last year around different people.
Yeah.
Yes, making no business. I think I let him have a few down here still. One while. He got some from somewhere else, but I let him have some. I think I let him have about three or four or five bushels. I don't know who's down here still. I sold some over here to make it up there.
I mean the vines.
Oh, vines, yes. Well, I had enough vines, I said, but you know, when I got the vines ready, I didn't find nobody wanted it.
Well, now that's it. You know, it would be a great help to people. If they knew.
Yes.
Early, you know, they're all looking for those drawers.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And they don't know where to find them.
No, sir.
And, they just don't know where to look.
No,
they?
Sir. No, sir. Don't know. Well, sometimes they used to keep them at, I don't know, I don't go around in seed stores and all like that. You know, they keep seed at.
Yeah.
Kilgore and Gainesville, they used to keep them. The Johnsons. The Johnson brothers was at this other place out on South Main. They kept them. I used to buy fertilizer seed from them, and I used to go around their place. But now where they at over there on 8th Avenue, I don't go over there. I don't have no business over there now, and I don't know what they have. But they used to have potato drawers and Kilgore seed store. They had used to keep them down there, downtown.
You like sweet potatoes too, don't you, Ben?
Yes, I do.
They so far over on the now, and they were. Again, but you know, it's better. It's cheaper. I think Jake Brown bought some drawers, and they cost him about $7 or seven. Somebody told me $7.50 something. Other. That's what he paid for his drawers.
Yeah,
that's pretty good price.
That's pretty good price.
Yes, it is. Yes. Sir. Yes,
but now, where you plant yours, you plant them in fresh ground there. You don't need fertilizer much, do you?
No, sir, I don't fertilize too much. Well, in fact, I don't believe, you know, for to make a smooth potato, you need some fertilizer, but I don't think you need to really fertilize it too heavy, no how. But make them cracked open potato. I noticed, I don't know what they use, them Gill boys over here, one year they had some, but right you. Might remember the time and to give them the zeb to sell and say them potatoes wouldn't keep a week. Where he came potatoes this Saturday, next Saturday, he had to pick up rotten potatoes.
Yeah.
But you know, something's wrong with it. I just think they probably use that high grade fertilizer too.
Yeah. What kind of fertilizer do you use?
4-7-5. Just the same, like I will use if we're going to plant string beans. That's what I generally put on the string beans or something. And you know, I just put. Or different, or dressing around a string beans, you know, top dressing or some porridge or something. But it's 4-7-5. that's what I use for the sweet potatoes.
Well, now the varmints don't bother the sweet potatoes.
It hasn't yet. Now, one year, way back, one year, I see where they scratched a few hills of them, but not. No, I ain't had no trouble with them, but the sweet potatoes these last. But them the only one I was seeing where they bothered that year. And they was way off from the house down next to a pond, and they scratched a few of them. And that's the only time I ever had them to bother.
Do the squirrels get bothersome very much?
Squirrels?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hatch corn.
They bother corn?
Yes, sir. He just about all of it off here, and what he don't eat, you know, he'll rot, you know,
yeah.
Because the water get in there. And they just get all out in the edge of the scrub. You go in there and get them an acorn and going out there and eat them. Yesterday, they give us a lot of trouble. And it is a hard thing to catch because you never look like strike him the right time, he'd be there.
You know, I've got two of these old tractors here. Neither one of them had a count.
Yes.
If I had a trailer where I could drive the tractor up on it.
Yes, sir.
And put the plow of the harrow on it, see?
Yes, sir.
Then you could pull that trailer over to your house.
Yes, sir.
And just use the tractor.
That's right, sir.
Because I don't use it.
No, sir.
I use it very little.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But it's so hard to get them there.
Get them there,
I remember
right.
one of my friends came out here from town. And he liked the garden a little bit. He
yes.
was out there on the edge of town.
Yes, sir.
Or he says, I'm glad to see that tractor.
Yes, sir.
You can just help me tractor my garden.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's been a very small thing, you see.
Yes, sir.
If I could have got it there.
Could have got it there, that's fine. Yes, sir, yes.
But getting it there would cost more than
that's
all
right.
the produce he'd made.
Sure. I said, if you go across that road and tear up that, you'd be out some money. You'd have to build a road again.
And look how long it takes to get there.
Yes.
No, but it's shameful. You see, I got the tractor.
Yes.
And he got the garden.
Yes.
And it's just shameful.
That's
it's
right.
Shameful. You can't
That's
get it there.
No, sir.
I have tried ever since I've been out here to get a little trailer.
Yes, sir.
That's low on the ground.
Where you can run your.
That's swung and strong enough where I can move a tractor.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And you know, it just gets away from me.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever try to do something and you just seem like it never worked out?
Yes, sir. Sure, I have.
Well, now that's been my experience with
yes.
moving a tractor.
Yes, sir.
Now I take the mower around. Now you see the mower in various places. But getting there is more trouble than doing the mowing.
That's true, yes, sir. Well, I guess we better see about getting on what is the damages now.
Let me see. I hadn't seen you in so long, Woodard. Let me see. What do we need to find out about Granddaddy while he's here?
Find out about which now.
He reported to us pretty well. How is your road up there?
Road?
Yeah.
It's pretty fair shape now.
Yeah.
Yes.
They worked on it?
No.
What?
Just got it. You know, I tell you about that road, it's kind of a hard thing to like to understand. These late years, I don't have trouble with it.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have lots of trouble. Couldn't get out through there, no way but the mule and the wagon. And sometimes it looked like it was too much for the mule and the wagon.
Yeah.
Water. I've got in there and come across where that water stood in the wagon. You know how high that up off the ground. And that water was running in the wagon body.
Yeah.
Down there where my feet stay. You know, and that had been what you call a waist high to a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you don't have that much water now.
But it's rained this year. You know, it rained quite a bit first of the year. And it never been, so I couldn't come out there with the truck. It had rained there just about all night. I was looking to see some water the next day, and it didn't have any water.
Well, You think it's better, the country's drained a little better or something?
Don't know, sir. I tell you, you know, sometimes what a fellow thinks last time, not good to talk or anything. Somebody looked like it was kind of a handmaid to do.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I just figured that it just had to be something like that, you know. But I'll tell you, you know, this ain't my first year here. I've been around in this country all my life, and I've been knowing that place full now.
Yeah.
And he'd never done that before.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, water gets so high?
Come out there next to the railroad stand where that water's through there.
Oh.
He's in this man's pastor, but his three phones sits up there. And they've been there all the time, and I knew they was. And one here, and one next one just next to it, and one further. But that first one, this is the biggest one, is up on a hill. Well, if any water be turned out of that, and it got to go to a low place, when it go down to the railroad, that's where my road was, down to the railroad. But see, wasn't a way for it to go under that railroad, and that's where it banks up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I don't like to say anything like that, but you know, his. You know, I've been around this country now about 100 years, and that's long enough to know about where the water stands.
That's where the water stands.
Yes, ma'am.
Last time I was up to your house, the bushes was growing out pretty
well.
Well,
the railroad people, they mowed that twice this year. They mowed it, all them big bushes. They got a mower like you got on the back of your tractor there. I didn't know they could tear down such big bushes. Well, it is out there in front of the house, so bushes are so high you couldn't hardly see the train. You just could see the top of the train going on from the house. And they sent a man up there, and he took that little tractor and he tore down all that stuff. Then he mowed it the second time before he left. He left in good shape and left there, but
yeah.
You don't have them there now. They're coming up again though. Now, but he can got it in good shape for the mowed next time. If he mowed last of this year, you know, it's in good shape for him.
Yes, I remember they was getting way up.
Oh yes, these up. Now you can stand to my house now and until they get up larger and see these cars coming down the railroad from Ilston.
Oh really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And before I couldn't hardly see the train pass along the front. I just see the top of it. That's all I see. You couldn't even much see the way they went down the runners. There was some place you couldn't. Some things are just about high, just never high at the top of your house, yeah. Some of them, well, they're way up yonder.
Yeah.
Some of them are elder bushes, you know. But he went over there, I didn't know them moles like you got on the back of your, would tear such a big.
Yeah.
What he tore down there, I guess he might have overdone the thing with it, but he sure tore down some little, I call them little trees, what he tore down.
Yeah.
All things.
Yes, sir.
And they say it don't hurt them.
They don't hurt them?
No.
No?
As long as you give them the power.
Yes,
see?
Yes.
If you slow up, it'll bust it.
Bust it.
But if you keep it going fast,
yes,
with a lot of power.
Well, that's how it looked like when you get in the place, he'd give it a lot of power. I just noticed him driving, you know. I wasn't driving myself, but I just stand there looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, but he done some wonderful work with his down there.
And he don't need to go fast.
No, sir. Know, that's right. He taking it slow.
Just creep through there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But he done a good job. And then before he left there, they went, I don't know how far he went up the road next to Rochelle. But he come back over the same land again down next to my house, up towards the hard road. And he mowed that the second time. And then he left it in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess they probably going to start the mowing it now every year. But it was getting bad.
And the railroad done that?
Yes, sir. Railroad, yes, sir. They done that. But you know, it had been a long time before it. Since he waited. They ain't done no work much like mowing that track. The last work they done that, yes, they mowed it a time or two with a tractor. But when they used to mow with just the men with the little sling you with your hand, they kept it in good shape then. They didn't cost.
Yeah.
They paid them $1.50 a day then, and
yeah.
$2, they kept it in good shape. But now, they don't do it.
That's right.
Nothing.
They just go over that once or twice a season.
Yes.
That keeps it down.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know along the road there, them little bushes are growing up, so it'd scrape you
yes,
when
sir.
You're going along there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's in pretty fast shape now, but you know, if you stand a long time, you just soon grow up. It won't take so long either. They grow so fast. By the latter part of this year, they'll be a big witches again.
Wait, what is, does Miss Annie do her own, she does her own washing? Are you all over there?
Yes, me and her together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she washes her clothes, and my clothes are more rougher than hers to wash, you know. And I watch his body. That's what we do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you boil them?
No, so we don't boil. They used to boil. We got a boiling pot there, but we don't.
You starch them?
No, I don't hardly wear starch pieces now.
Did you used to?
Yes, when I was a younger man. got too old. I think most anything to do now. That's what I try to keep it clean, you know, if I can. I put on clean as it gets better after I get it done.
I don't, Granddaddy. I don't know that I've ever seen what a dress up. He's always got on his clothes just like
this. I don't like it very much now, but sometimes I'll try to put on something better, but I don't like it much. I want to keep these clean. That's all I want them to be, and I'm ready to go.
When you go to church, you have to dress up.
Yes, yeah, so I'll try to put. Well, I don't know. It'd be so much dressed up, but it would be best to have, yes.
I hate to go off anywhere and feel uncomfortable from dressing up.
Sure. Well, that's what it'd be. You know, one time I bought me one of them high collars. You know, people used to wear them. High collar, you know, right up under here, and that is one time I felt uncomfortable, cause I right up under my chin, you know, and I couldn't hardly turn my neck for it. I didn't wear that too many times either.
Do you ever have one like that?
Man,
you ever have a high collar?
I never bought one of those.
Granddaddy, how far did you live from Granddaddy when he used to live back up in there?
It was just about half a mile from where he lived. There, he lived up there.
Yeah.
But I wasn't living there right there at that time. Oh. But I was living further over, and that my daddy was living right there where I'm living at the time when he lived up there.
I see.
Yes. But we've been knowing him ever since he first came to this country.
Oh,
that's where he got off the train at. You know, that old, used to be a little station set out there, not far from how they between them two tracks and make it over junction.
Yeah.
That's where that's the first place he hit Fifth Florida, I think. I guess that's the first place Florida you got off in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come you to stop there, Granddaddy? Is that where your money run out?
Yes, sir.
As far as you can go.
Well, there you go.
But He stayed up there a good many years, and he left there. He worked himself all down this way,
yeah.
And he been down on this end ever since. But we've been seeing one another ever since then.
Yeah.
I guess myself and my dad is about the two first men he got acquainted with around here, wasn't it?
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, so, he and Miss Annie are some of your oldest friends.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I don't know. Miss Annie was saying that she getting afraid to stay up there by herself.
Yes, sir. She said so, and so she says she. I've been bringing her just about all this year. She been coming with me, but I guess y'all haven't seen her. She used to be at home, but she hears talk of so much things happening, going on, different places, and back up there, you know, it's all kind of back by herself. And so she told me she's going with me. She wasn't going to stay there. And as she told me that, I felt like she ought to go, because you couldn't tell what would happen, you know.
No, you can't. She said when that truck goes, she goes with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, she goes. And I'm glad for her to go now, because I'd rather for her to go. Because if anything happens, let's have them both be there together, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. See, I would feel kind of bad if I'd go up and come back there, you know, and something had happened like that, you know, and like do a lot of places. You know, you hear talk so much different things, a different kind goes on around different places. And it's people got to the place now, you know, a lot of people we can't trust, you know. So that's the way I feel, right? Because I can't do anything happen. I can't do much fighting tool like I used to, but I try to leave a sign there for somebody to go by. Yes, sir.
You don't have a telephone back there.
No, I don't have. That's one thing I wish I had. I didn't have. I don't have. If I had a telephone, it would be much better.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, like when you needed to get out, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Need to call somebody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If I, you know, such a thing like I need help, you know, or you got sick at the house, you know. So they help some kind of way like that, you know. Had a telephone, you know, would be. But if you have to get in contact with these robbers and things, a telephone would probably don't help too much there, do it? Because you don't have time to use it.
Don't have much time to use it.
No, that's where the trouble comes in.
If you got a party line, you can't always get the telephone.
No, no.
And if you get it, the receiver may be off the hook, you know.
That's right. Yes. Yes, it's kind of sad, but on the other side, I'll just tough it out. If I see anything going to happen, because if the fellow wasn't going to do anything to me, he just gave me a little warning, I'd be kind of prepared for it.
Yeah.
Yes, because I might not could do much as he could do, but I just like I told you, I'd leave a sign there for somebody to see something, they know something had happened there.
You gonna have to get another dog or two?
I don't know if I get one. You know, when you have two together like that, and one of them, they was raised against one puppies, and one of them get misfit, the other one won't be much good. If I could find another one, a pretty good dog, you know what I'm on the yard to be with us now, it's going to get me one.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would you likely run across one?
I don't know. Now, I had a brother-in-law said he knew where one was at Hawthorne now, because I didn't particularly need it. He told me that's been 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks. He was going to bring it to me. But I didn't tell him not to bring it because I didn't particularly need it, you know, and I didn't tell him not to bring it. But he told me he was going to bring it, and so I don't know where that same dog, he didn't have the dog, his boss man, dog come to his boss man house and say the dog wouldn't try to steal nothing and bark like smart on the yard, and the boss man's wife didn't want the dog there, and so he's going to get the boss man to catch him for him, and he's going to bring him to him, but I ain't heard no more from him.
Well, now that's what you want. You want to get one where you know the habits.
Yes, sir, that's what I want. I told him I didn't want a dog with a bad habit.
You don't want one that's mean. No, sir.
And I don't want one where I go off and, like, go over and that man pass and bother his cows. You know? Then what I had, they wouldn't do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get one of that kind, you know, go in there and kill his or cows or running after his cows. Because if it did, I'd have to kill it myself.
Now, you don't want a puppy, you want a dog.
I'd rather have one right now, yes, sir.
Yeah.
If I couldn't get a dog, I was going to raise it, maybe a puppy, but I'd rather have a dog if I get one pretty good disposition, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, you're just running across them all the time.
Yes, sir. Sometimes they drop them. Oh, here, you know, people come down here fishing on that bridge. I guess that I know it come out of town, I guess. And you see old dog run up down the road, try to find where to go.
Yes.
And but you know, sometimes you get older, good ones that way. But you know, I don't want one with a bad habit. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want that.
No, you could get a bad one. That
yes, sir.
One of them came up here one time that was lost.
Yes, sir.
And I tried to drive him away.
Yes, sir.
Now, I even took my gun out there.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to shoot him. I was going to shoot
him. Try
to
scare him, right? Yeah.
And you know, he was such a pet, he didn't know how to run away.
No, sir.
I shot at him a couple times, and he ran up to me.
Oh, he come to you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, sir.
Now, you don't want a dog like that.
No, sir.
That's just a pet.
Just a pet, that's right. Yeah, just having a dog, yeah. Well, no, sir. But I'm going to try to get in contact with him and see that same dog. Course, now, if I was get that and I see he wasn't going to suit me, I would try to get rid of him. I'd get rid of him. I'd have to give him to somebody else. You know, I wouldn't keep him. But if I can get these what I had, they suited me all right. They take but one fault had them. That they love to go rabbit hunting. And they would do that if you turned both of them loose. If you turn them loose, they'd go hunting. And sometimes he'd still be off all day long when he need him at home, then he'd be off in the scrub there hunting. That's the fault I found of them.
They just love to hunt.
He loved to hunt, yeah. And, but listen, I got there, he's pretty smart and watchful, but he won't be as much good there by himself.
You know, this fellow over Micanopy, this man Weaver.
Yes.
Buck Weaver's brother.
Yes,
he got them fine hunting dogs.
Yes, he always talked to me about a dog, but he sold me a dog once, and he wasn't what his marked us being. I never did. He always tells about his dogs hunt good hunting dogs. Well, I bought one, and I promised him. Well, in fact, at that time, what I wanted for then is a coon dog, and you know, back in them years, the coon fur was worth some money. You could take a coon hide and get $8 and $10 for it.
Oh.
Yes, well, long as that time, coons didn't bother the corn because people caught them. But they got out of the place where you couldn't get nothing for the hide, people started catching them, and lots of people stopped eating them and everything. And so now they're just raising coons now. That's all they're doing now. And they don't catch them now. And he sold me a dog for $25. And I had given him $5 down. He recommended a good coon dog. And I carried him home, and the dog wouldn't do nothing but run rabbits. And so, I didn't carry him back, but he went. He stayed so long. He went back, and I was glad when he did go back. But when I seen him, I asked, "Well, just you give him $5 back?" He said, "No, he gave him money back." Well, I just $5. I just made him prisoner, you know. And old dog wasn't worth nothing if he had let me keep him. He wasn't worth $5.
Well, he got that dog trained. Then he can sell it to somebody else.
Yes. Well, I think that's what he did do. I think that's what he did.
Well, let me tell you.
Yes.
Yes. This is not the season of the year to eat wild meat.
No, sir, they're not.
But in the wintertime.
Yes, sir.
Why couldn't the fella, did you ever catch coons?
Yes, I used to catch them. So.
And eat them.
Yes, I have eaten, but we got this place now. We don't eat them out there. No.
What's the trouble?
Sir. Well, I just quit, you know. We just eat them.
Well, if it's in season, wouldn't they be good?
Yes, sir. They'd be good, just as good as ever. Well, in fact, I'll tell you one thing now. Neither one of us don't use no salt on our food.
Yeah.
Well, take a wild game like that. If you don't put no salt on it, you know, it ain't not no fit to eat. You can't season it. You can't cook one and cook it, season it where it'd be good because... If it cooks the soup, our appetite or the soup, the taste of it, why it probably run our blood up, you know, and make you kind of bother with high blood a little bit. You know.
Well, what's wrong with this other salt, this artificial salt?
I can't. I got somebody at the house now. I just quit trying to use it. It don't like me. I can get anything out of it.
Is that right?
It don't suit me. I don't know who it with other people or not. Now you take, they say to take the place of the other soul, but it don't do that.
Yeah.
It don't take the place of the other soul. It my probably might help some, but I put some on my food. What I got two little jars of it now, just one of them watch the hide the skin, and one of them a little bit smaller. And I put some on it. And I couldn't. Said might say tell the difference in taste. And I just quit trying. I just eat it without salt.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty poor eat all right enough, but you know, there's no such thing as you can't do. Something people say I can't do. It's like people smoke cigarettes or anything. I can say I can't stop or can't quit, but there's no such thing as you can't.
No.
And so that's the way about eating that salt. There's no such thing as you got to have it there because I eat every meal I eat now without salt.
Is that right?
But it don't taste right though. But I can eat it. Well, you still be living after you eat it.
Yeah.
You don't die from it. I say that much. But it don't taste right.
It don't taste right.
No sir. No. I don't think you'll find anything take the place of that show. I don't believe you will. The soul don't do it.
Yeah. Well,
not just me.
You've been spoiled, you see. You had things your way all your life.
Hey, my problem might be. Well, I guess I have in a way. Because I can say one thing. I ain't never been hungry in all these number of years I've been in this world. Not a whole day. If I did, I didn't know it.
And then you had things cooked the way you wanted them.
Yes, sir. And my wife used to take them old coons, the old raccoons like you're talking about. She used to fix them. And another thing, these soft-shelled turtles, she could take them and pick them away. But it takes salt and grease to get it, and pepper and things, plenty of that to get it that way. But just cook anything without salt, I think you're a coon or a turtle or nothing. You couldn't eat it. I don't believe it hit a stop. I think that's even so many people said don't eat them because it wasn't fixed the right way. I believe that.
Well, have you quit eating all the wild stuff?
Yes, sir.
No turtles, no nothing.
Well, so sometimes, now I can eat something like a, maybe, I'm not thinking about a squirrel. I don't kill them now, a squirrel. I could eat a little piece of bread or something, or wild duck, maybe. But I don't care too much about it because it don't be seasoned, you know, and I don't care too much about it.
Oh, I remember when we used to get them young squirrels.
Yes, sir.
They were just so tender.
You know, back up that way I live at, not cutting you off, but you know, before they started cleaning up all that land on, I used to just go out there, just cross the bridge, go to anywhere, and come back with you from 6 to 10, 12 squirrels if you wanted that many.
Yeah.
Get all you want of them. But now you see a few. I just one come there, eating our pears. I told my wife I was going to kill him because I don't think he'd be fitting to eat, but I'm getting to coon doing enough damage, and he come there helping. Now he'll eat the pears all and the peaches all through the season, and when time comes to kill squirrel, now he'll leave then and go back in the scrub. I don't see him then. I told him I'm gonna kill him just for doing that, because when time comes to hunt him, he won't be there nohow. I just want to get him out of the way, because squirrel or anything like that, they're not sitting to eat now.
No. You see, I was in the army for between 3.5 and 4 years.
Yes.
Away from home.
Yes.
Out of this country, most of it.
Yes.
And I spent 2 months in the hospital one time.
Yes, sir.
You see, what you get used to.
Yes, sir.
You get used to being sick.
That's right, sir.
But my granddaddy is afraid to go to the doctor.
Yes, sir.
He's afraid he's... He never got the habit.
No, sir.
I got the habit.
Well, that's with me. I
go to the doctor just like I go down and get a soda pop.
Well, that's with me. I think I'll go next week and have a checkup.
Yeah.
See how my blood's standing, you know. You don't go no time.
Go where?
The doctor.
Well, I ain't been to the doctor. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I tell you, it wouldn't hurt you to have a checkup, though.
I know it would.
You know? Sometimes your blood get too high, you know, all such things there.
Get high, get low, and
yes, that's true.
Well, now food. We always had salt.
Yes.
But I remember we didn't have fresh food.
Yes.
Like fresh eggs.
Yes.
But they had all these powdered eggs.
Yes.
Well, I found out that the powdered eggs were just as good as fresh eggs.
Yes.
If you've got somebody who take pains with them.
That's right.
And season them.
Yes.
And cook them.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But you can cook anything and spoil it.
Spoil it, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got used to all that. I can use, I can live on this powdered milk.
Yes, sir.
Well, it'd take me a day or two to get used to it.
Yes, sir.
But I could go ahead and just forget the other milk.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I
believe you're right about that. You know, and I think that's what caused a lot of people said they don't eat different things, you know, just the way it's prepared for me. It wasn't, you know, people, everybody don't know how to fix it up, right?
Yeah.
I just believe that.
You spend 3.5 years in the army, you get so you eat anything.
I guess so. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, but The seasoning, the salt, I found that artificial salt would just good as any.
Yes, you could taste it on
yes,
the food.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh huh.
But
see, I like I said, you see, but after 3 or 4 years, I would you don't get particular.
Yes.
But I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
We used to eat all this old light bread, you know.
Yes.
And I've come back to it. That old bread is not satisfying.
Light bread.
Yes. You do better to get just the same old biscuits like we used to have.
Yeah.
Except you don't have buttermilk biscuits anymore.
Yeah.
And cornbread.
Yes.
You can still cook cornbread like you used to.
Sure you can.
I find that's more satisfying and you don't have to eat so much of it.
Nothing.
And we just sort of going back to that.
Yes.
And you know, it don't cost me as much.
No, sir, don't. No. People got in the habit of using that light bread now, and you don't have to cook it, and they're like, everybody's going after it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's satisfying, and it's costly.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, I guess a lot of people don't ever make no biscuits now. You make up dough, make biscuits. Some I see lots of them that still buy them already. So I do set them in the stove.
Yeah.
Don't go to no trouble.
No, that's too much trouble. Well, before you go, tell Granddaddy about my experience with your mule. he hadn't heard about that.
No.
I guess my stuff will go on now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I went up there with the blacksmith. He come by here one morning and gonna trim these horses' feet. And I told Woody I'd bring him up there sometime.
Yes, sir, I remember.
But the time he come, well, I don't know, it's on Saturday morning or something.
Yes, sir.
Anyhow, I got up there and Woodard wasn't there. Now, you tell about it.
He read it a lot, the catch the mule, the trim his feet, the mule run him, and the other man both out.
Yeah.
I say what mule at the house.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was doing nothing like that.
Yeah.
Be a stranger, though.
Yeah.
Run both of them out the line.
Now, you see, I had been up there when he was there, and Emma just ate out of my hand. She just treated me just like a member of the family. But when he wasn't there, I'm telling you, she stuck them ears back.
She mean for you to leave there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know she would do that, you know. I'm learning something about her I didn't know myself, but I didn't know she would. But she knew they were strange people, you know.
Oh, sure.
And just, I guess she says they don't have no business in here, she will get them out.
And yeah. I was so surprised, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I kept, after I found out what was going to happen, I kept on after it,
yeah.
You see. It's a wonder she hadn't stoned me.
Yeah. I guess she wasn't going that far, but I she had a feeling, you know, one can tell pretty quick whether she can get you to move or not.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what she did do when I first got her. Now, when I got her from this fella and ran there to catch her one morning, she tried me that way. She back the ears coming right now. Oh, she looked at the way she's coming to me like she wasn't going to stop, like she's coming right on over me. I got to be a stick. I told her, come on. But we were going to have a fight there at war, because I know I had to put the bribe on her.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to bluff me. So after she found I couldn't bluff me, the next time I went there, I took the bridle and hold up like that. I said, come here. And she couldn't have stuck her nose in that bridle.
Well, I'll tell
you. You know, they got plenty of sense, all right, Mel. But if they can tell just a minute, they get you kind of, you know, where you think you'll go the other way. And they'll keep you going.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Miss Annie said she couldn't handle.
No, sir. She never did handle it. She used to handle that, but I never did let her, didn't start off with handling this. Because I wouldn't have, if she first started, I'd rather been around there, you know, see how she would act. Now, she won't try to kick, I can do anything to her, anything I want to do to her. pick up a back piece or do anything I want to do, because she don't offer her kids. But and I can catch it. That's just one thing about when she get out, like to turn out in the tassel there. Unless it's feeding time, she's mean to catch.
Yeah.
You'd have to drive in. She'll run all over. You see them kind of run all over the whole place. And feeding time, she'll come in. You'd open. She'd come in easy. Outside of that, she just mean.
But you work it and don't have any trouble at all.
Not a bit. I can just hold up the bridle. See, I just tell her to come in. You know. She'll come right on to her. They can hear that is for you to put the bridle on. I don't have a bit of trouble with it.
Yeah.
I can handle this most anywhere I want. Actually, don't offer to try to kick me a bit.
Yeah. That's it. And then somebody comes in, you see, like I do.
Yes.
And allowed to get hurt.
You're allowed to get hurt, that's right.
And then it'll make the mule mean.
Make the mule mean. Because if she runs this person, another one comes, she'll try to do them the same way. But she knows me. She won't try to do me that way.
Yeah.
But she'll try. I just like you. Since I believe if a stranger would come, like if I believe if he'd come in there, I believe she'd make a attempt at him to try him anyway. If she didn't know him, she'd try him. And so if she could run him, as she said, she could get him started. She'd know it's pretty easy matter to keep him going.
What kind of rations you have to have for this time of year?
I was just giving just a little oat and cone mixed together. I don't feed her very heavy this time. She ain't doing nothing anymore. And I give her a little of that twice a day. And she don't eat. She ain't waking. She don't eat as much hay. Well, in fact, you know, you don't eat. But I tell you what, one thing she do love. She love fruit, any fruit kind, oranges, peaches, pears. We pear peelings and that coffee in there, you know, cut off the pear from around. I just carry every one of them there and just pile them up over the lot on the ground there in the glacier. And 2 hours time, she had them cleaned up every bit of it.
Yeah.
And peaches, if you turn out anywhere, a peach tree, where the tree at, she'd pick up every one off the tree and eat them, you know, when they get near right. And she eat them all, and oranges, she's crazy about them. Watermelons, she loves watermelons.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. You know, watermelons is I don't know if you ever tried them. These are fine thing for beast, horse or mule. These are about the best thing, just like to put a hog. To start them off, you know, if he's down pool, where make him shed off, put on new coat of hair.
Oh.
Like I cleans them out. I think it's that sweet juice in them seed, I guess. Yes. Well, all right, I guess we better be going, I guess. Now,
how's her feet?
Sir?
How's her feet?
Her feet, right. I'll tell you what's the trouble with her feet. I don't know what would you call the disease. I think she had that disease in her feet, you know, where the mule gets from standing in a boggy lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call that.
Foot rot.
Yes. Well, she had that in the bottom of her feet when I got her. And then it didn't tell me. A man had told me a remedy. When I found it out, it was just too late. Hadn't done about eat all her feet up down in there. That's what make her feet so raggedy. You couldn't put shoes on her because she ain't got her feet too raggedy to put shoes on.
Yeah.
Yes. All you can do now is just keep her hoof cleaned off, trimmed off, you know, where when they get too long like that. That top hoof, you know, keep them trimmed off. And as she... Be long as she be on the sand, like out in the dirt, it don't bother. But she couldn't travel that road, a hard road out there. No, she'd be so she couldn't walk. I reckon if she walked 5 miles, she'd be so she couldn't walk on.
Yeah.
If you keep her right up on top there,
oh, yeah.
I used to go drive the hills, so I keep her on the side. Just crossing the road don't hurt her, but you know if you keep her right up on top there, because her feet is too sour.
How do you trim her toes off, feet off?
Now I got just a wood chisel. That's what I'm using. I sharpen that the best I can and just trim it off with that. Just take a hammer and beat it.
On the ground?
Yes, because I don't have nobody to hold or to stand on a board or something else. And I just where the ground's kind of hard edge, you know. I get kind of find a place where it's kind of hard, where
yeah.
Bermuda grass thing down there, and I just shove it off right on the ground. That's,
well,
I,
she'd put a foot on a board, wouldn't she?
Yes, if I had somebody to hold, but I don't have nobody to hold, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that you have to do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
Now, why, she don't understand how to handle one very much, you know, like that, you know. Yes, everybody could hold on, make on a board, you know. Now, I see blacksmiths, because I don't have none of them. With them nips, you know, got a hand about it so long, and
yeah,
you just nip them off, you know.
Yeah.
If I had one of them, that would be a good thing, like her regular, like her feet is. But I can take that wood chisel, you know, and round it up pretty good, you know, keep them getting too bad.
Well, now I've got a pair of them nips.
So you have?
Yeah.
They'll clip, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of them.
Yes. Oh, you got to do it. Yes, that's simple.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, they got a handle about that long.
That's right, sir. Yeah. What, same thing, the blacksmiths used to use trimming around the feet. I seen them use it when I did used to care and have them shot it, yes.
But it's, you know, it's that's the hardest work I ever done around here, was to trim these horses' feet.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
They're hard already.
Pulls you all over.
Yes, sir. They hard all right now. Now, unless you, rain at time, it's much easier. Like a rainy week, wet weather,
yeah,
they like it to be more soft then.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, don't be as hard. But a dry time like this now, they get just as hard as a rock. Or, yes,
well, you see, Granddaddy, Miss Annie has been visiting all this time, and if he had hurried on down there, you see, she wouldn't have made out her visit.
Well, I guess I better go now, because we have to come back maybe down to store. What's my damage with you now?
What's that?
How much are we?
Well, let me see. I'll tell you what. I just put all this off until you might have a few extra sweet potatoes this winter.
I sure have some if life lasts and look be as good as it has been for the past. I'll have some.
You just watch out for me when I just look sort of lean and hungry.
Well, I don't know when that'll be, but whenever I think you're hungry, I'll bring them to you.
Oh, like Philip says, when I look like I'm just sort of down in the mouth and feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you do. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you come to see us because
yeah,
we enjoy you and we
thank
enjoy
you.
This hour.
Thank you.
That's the way you can take
all
it.
All right, thank you. All right, well, anyhow, if I make any sweet potatoes, I just feel like I think y'all might want to eat a sweet potato.
No,
I'll take one.
No, two bushels. That's too many.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right. I didn't feel bad about it at all. How do you
keep your truck going so well? It seems to be in good shape.
Pretty fast shape. I don't know, sir. That old truck out there, it is a real better one than that other one was. But it's a pretty good old truck. And you don't have to, I think I need a quart of oil in there now.